Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
These reports of the 59th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, enjoying its 32nd year in the City of Lights in Las Vegas, Nevada, are supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. In the bareback bronc riding, Canadians finished first and second. Jake Vold aboard Kessler Championship Rodeo's Oak Ridge, the name of the bucking horse, scoring 87.5. Oren Larson was second with an 86 on a Texas horse, Knight First of Frontier Rodeo Company. Defending champ of the world, Tim O'Connell of Iowa, finished third on Rocky Dreeson's horse, J-Bar J. Dilly Bar. In the steer wrestling competition, defending world champion Tyler Wagesbach from Louisiana was a quick 3.5 second time to claim the $26,230.77 each round pays in each event in the steer wrestling. Team roper Caleb Driggers winning the round with his partner, defending all-around champion Junior Agora from Brazil. A rookie from South Dakota, Junior Dees, finished second with his partner Tyler McKnight. Navajo Eric Rogers from Arizona finished fourth and fifth in a round, winning over $8,000 with his partner Corey Petska. Dustin Bird, Blackfeet Indian Cowboy from Browning, Montana, unfortunately went out of round one with a no time. Dustin will come back and try to win a lot of money in the next nine rounds with his partner Russell Cordoza. A bucking horse called Hattitude of the Survey Championship Rodeo took a rookie from Welsh, Oklahoma, by the name of Hardy Braden, to an 87.5 ride, claiming the round at his first ever NFR performance. Utah's Coburn Bradshard was second, Rider Wright was third. Tie-down roping former all-around champ of the world Ryan Jarrett with his quick 7.5 second time. 23-time world champ Trevor Brazil was second, Marcos Costa of Brazil was third. Nellie Miller won the round in the cloverleaf pattern with a 13.64 second time in Women's Pro Rodeo Association competition. Cassie Mowry was second, Haley Kinzel in third. Trey Benton III of Texas treated the world to a 90-point ride in the first performance in the bull riding competition. Canadian Bucking Bull of Big Stone Rodeo Incorporated Mortimer took him to the win. Roscoe Jarbo was second, Garrett Smith was third. We had a good visit with Blackfeet Indian Cowboy from Cutbank, Montana, Dustin Bird. It's got to feel good to run down that alley for the fifth time in your career in the City of Lights at the National Finals Rodeo to get their money team roping.
Yeah, it feels good to make it here every year, and it's quite an accomplishment, and I'm just happy to be here competing.
Yes, sir. Talk about your horses and your partner this night.
I got the same two horses I brought out here last year, and I got my mare that I've had my whole career on, Dolly. She's here, and then I got a 14-year-old gray horse, Yahtzee, that I rode here and at the Canadian Finals, and the same partner I'm roping with, Russell Cardoza, again this year.
Well, we hope to see you at the pay window 10 times all week. Here's what 7-time Bullfighter of the Year, Dusty Tuckness of Wyoming, had to say.
Yeah, it's a great honor, and it's a blessing to be able to come back to the Wrangler National Finals here in Vegas. And once, you know, twice is awesome, but I mean, it's just to be consecutive, and I'm just so thankful and humbled about the opportunities, and we're looking forward to it. We got a great crew, Nathan Justice and Cody Webster and myself, so we're just kind of gnawing at the bit, you know, getting ready for tomorrow night.
Where are Nathan and Cody from, and tell us a little bit about your partners?
And it's great. You know, Nathan Justice, he hails from Douglas, Wyoming, another Wyoming cowboy. And Cody Webster, he's from a little town in Wayne, Oklahoma. So having those two guys to back me up, I mean, it's I couldn't ask for two better guys. You know, they're some of my closest friends, but best bullfighters that are going down the road today. So, like I said, we're looking forward to it. Both of them are top-notch bullfighters. They're up for Bullfighter of the Year this year, and I'm looking forward to one of them taking home the buckle.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.